When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Thanks to Matt for getting us up and running, Matt Anaya for getting us up and running and going on Twitter this morning. Appreciate his hard work. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday the 13th, as we have been reminded every moment of the show by our scary, scary producer, Brandon Fryer, the masked man.
It's unnerving.
It's a bit unnerving. I can't even look at that. He's been like that since 5:30.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No,
he's been like that
He's been like that since 5:30.
Yeah.
In a mask.
And he murdered Dustin the second hour. But Dustin William Rhodes, for your wonderful contribution before the fact.
What happened with Devondre Campbell? He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point?
Yeah, he said he didn't want to play today.
Play today?
Yep.
The coaching staff?
He did when I asked him why he didn't want to go in. So
during the game or before?
No, that was in the third quarter.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's Kyle Shanahan reporting the news. And Brandon, thank you, buddy. Thank you and your alter ego. What is it? Is it Jason?
Jason. Yeah, it's Jason.
Okay. Jason Voorhees, I believe.
Yes, okay. That's it.
Whatever. I mean, he's a professor. He's been playing for a long time. I mean, if he didn't want to play, he shouldn't have dressed out. You know, he could have told him that before the game. So I feel like there was some sucker that he did. Definitely hurt the team because, you know, D went down. And we needed a linebacker, you know. And I think Flynn was banged up, too. So for him to do that, that's some sucker stuff to me, in my opinion. Like, it's probably going to get cut soon. So, you know, it is what it is with that.
How you get cut?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. So that's Mooney Ward letting you know about the selfish act of the linebacker. I heard Kittle talk about it. He said he came in the locker room and he found out about it.
He didn't know on the field.
No.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Or else it might have been very interesting on the sideline.
Who knows? So, Marshall Harris is here. We got Marshall. And he's with Dan Bernstein. Dan Bernstein.
I've never been around anybody that's ever done that. And I hope I'm never around anybody that does that again.
There's Kittle. And guys, good morning. And, happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It is, I guess, you know, obviously it goes back to the combination of like the Norse god. Number 13 was with Loki. And of course, I believe Judas, David's been talking about him all day, was the 13th guest at the Last Supper. And Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and then in 1307.
I can assure you I brought up none of this.
Some point.
David,
like
would you stop bringing this up? Seriously.
I can assure you.
You're making everybody crazy with all this stuff.
You remember the Knights Templar? They were kind of the
protectors of the Grail.
Well, they were more or less sort of the travel agents of the Crusades. And they became so powerful that they were challenging the church. So they were like arrested / wiped out on a Friday the 13th. I mean,
it's a good time to do it.
It's where the unlucky comes from. The fact that you lose your travel agent. We've all been down there.
So today is supposed to be an unlucky day. Help me understand the premise. I know the horror movie Friday the 13th.
They were.
The end result is today is an unlucky day.
Well, it's Friday the 13th. It's the second one of this calendar year. Second month we've had a 13th.
September? Did we have September? I don't know. Let me look back.
Yeah, you've got it.
Listen, 2024 has been wonderful to me.
But unlucky twice.
No, I've been pretty lucky. I'm lucky to be here with you guys right now. Hanging out.
I love that philosophical side of Marshall.
No, but like we're kicking and talking about sports.
We are kicking it, aren't we, Marshall?
Now, all the sports are bad, but we're kicking and talking about sports.
And the sky is gray. So I was thinking today as I'm listening that I thought.
Was September 13th?
I thought the saddest thing I'd heard about the Bears this season occurred yesterday when we basically had Caleb Williams admitting he's learning how to lose. And he's having to ask people.
Yeah.
How to learn how to deal with losing.
Tell me what it's like to be in the league 5 years without being on a winning team.
Right. He's going around saying, hey, how do I handle this? How do I do that? I thought that was the saddest thing I had heard until you guys tried to put together a list of developable Bears.
Mm. Okay, that's
oh boy.
And like and wait, what about
who should they develop now?
Right. Now this is a perfect opportunity. And now they can use this lost time to accelerate the development of
who? It's an indictment on several different levels.
Kieran Amagaji, is he hurt? Okay. Is he not hurt? Is he bad?
He's off the injury list.
And then Tyler Scott, but they think he's bad. And so
favorite was Velus Jones, but they cut him already.
Right. So you can't someone else could develop him.
That's what happens when you go through 8 assistant coaches in a 14-month period. That's what happens when you develop and draft and put together a roster that isn't as hard to make as you make it out to be. Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Well, it was relative to the roster that finished poorly enough to earn the number one overall pick.
Who do you want to see developed?
Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze.
Mm-hmm.
Roma Dunze.
I just think it's easier for a wideout. He can do that on his own. I think.
I want him to reach his ceiling get as close to his ceiling as possible. The fear for Caleb Williams is. Depending on who you hire, depending on how the rest of the season goes. Although after listening to Troy Aikman, I'm not as worried about the rest of the season as I was. Troy Aikman was on yesterday with Spiegel and Holmes. I want people to hit their ceiling, just like I do for any of your family members, right? Any of your friends. You want them to reach their potential. We never see the potential in ourselves, we rarely see the potential in ourselves that others see in us. So, that's why coaching is so important.
That's profound. I'm writing that down.
No, but it's serious. I'm serious. That's why coaching is so important. And that's why when you find someone at a young age, and we've probably all been around people like this, you may have even been like this when you were high school level, middle school level, when you wanted to be great at something, you demanded to know the path. You demanded better coaching. You demanded opportunity. And I think on this team, as Dan pointed out, it's sad because you look around at a bunch of veterans because they thought they were going to win this year who don't necessarily need development. Now, you could argue they need better coaching. But as far as young players who need the actual, hey, this is the NFL, this is how things are done in the NFL, that number is very few compared to a lot of other teams who do indeed already have better records than the Bears.
It's not like baseball because you know in baseball you say, okay, it's September, we're out of it. We know who the kids are underneath this roster who are going to be our future, and we can cultivate. You can't do that in football.
There's not a lot there.
You don't do that in football. And it's this is where the really good coaches
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have developmental possibilities maybe on the practice squad say, you know, we're switching this guy's position completely. We're taking a defensive tackle and we're making him a guard.
You can do that in football if you are a draft-driven organization. And if you are draft-driven, and there's only a few of these in the league, really, and the Bears have not really become that team for a variety of reasons, but they don't have that those kind of players in the system. And I'd like to see Tyrique Stevenson finish strong. I'd like to see Austin Booker finish strong. I'd like to see Zach Pickens finish strong. Those are guys that are drafted but have really not had great development seasons.
Dominique Robinson was a guy whose traits I really liked, and his length and his body, and he's never figured out how to play
position. That's a good one. That's a failed experiment.
What do you have today?
Well, we've got a full Friday show for you. I think Marshall has an idea, a message, an open letter to Bears players to start the show. We'll follow what's going on with the Cubs and his potential deal with the Astros and or the Yankees and get the latest on that. Troy Aikman was fantastic on our air yesterday, and there's a couple of segments. He talks about head coaching type, and then he talks about some insights that might benefit Caleb Williams. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25, High Noon, 11:40, Kevin Fishbane at noon, Adam Hogan, 12:45, and then at 1, I have a listener who is also a data scientist compiled evidence regarding the correlation to success or failure based on all the head coaching buckets that we're looking at, whether it's head coaching experience or not in the NFL, defensive side of the ball, offensive side of the ball, what it all actually means. So we're going to debunk some myths.
Have a great show.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.